Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Sunday's Q&A. Sorry it's late. Basically, it's all changed in the house. The kid moved out yesterday. She's got a cottage around the corner with her fiancé. They're getting married in October. Yeah. Why would you not? You know? Yeah, so... and the cottage she moved into has got, like, a front garden, which is front garden size, and a 100-yard-long back garden, which had grass up to here. Which, you know, basically, grass as long as grass will grow if you don't cut it. If you just leave it forever and it will grow to a certain level, it grows to that level. It took me 8 hours to get through it, strimming it, and then going backwards and forwards with the mower and raking and picking up and putting in a bag. So yesterday, I was just out, and so I didn't really get a chance to get out of the game. But we wish them good luck in their new home. I've got to rejig in here now, which is fine. That's cool. Right, you know, part of the introduction this week, motorway, hell on the highway. The new series on Channel 5 that I'm on at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. Pinpoint that. London Creative says, well done, Pete. I'll speak to you in a month, by which time you'll be famous. Yeah, kind of playing it fast and loose with that one, Nick, but there you go. Moses says, make us proud, mate. Dale Steele says, congratulations, Pete. I'll keep a lookout. Not very nice of them discriminating against your goggly eyes. Yeah, I can read without them, but I can see without them, rather, but it just makes life easier. Holly says, hi, Pete. I've been watching you on Hell on the Highway. Way to go, mate. It suits you. I heard your voice and I thought I recognised that voice. Yeah. Anybody who tuned in on Friday wasn't there. I have absolutely no idea why. I kind of thought the way it works with the series is, you know, like you start a series, it's on Wednesday at 9 o'clock and it carries on Wednesday at 9 o'clock until it stopped. No. And I Googled the rest of it and I thought, have they moved it to somewhere else? Seems to have disappeared. So my attempt at fame, my 15 minutes, your 15 minutes start now. Yeah, I don't think I've got 15 minutes. Having said that, I assume that it will reappear somewhere at some stage. So if it does, I'll keep you in the loop. If it doesn't, it was a bit of a waste of time, wasn't it? But no, I mean, there is a guy at Aussie who's the runner. I could have texted him to say, do you have any idea what's going on? But by the time I realised, it was like 7, 8 o'clock on a Friday night. I thought, let the guy have his weekend. I'll ring him next week. On the subject also, Wayne Rawlins says, and there was me thinking he was going to be part of the dashcam footage getting stuck in a ditch and then being helped out by a crane. Yeah, that was not a good day. And all the way, that's when I drove the lorry off the edge of a cliff. And all the way through, I thought I should be taping this because this video would go ballistic. I just could not do it. I was so, low, not knowing what was going on. I just thought, I can't do it. And Steve Campbell says, what episode of the show is it where they start having the experts in? Only kidding. No, Steve, I think you're pretty much on the money with that one. So there we go. So Hell on the Highway. Hopefully we'll be back on our screen soon. And if it is, I'll let you know. In the meantime, question of the week this week goes to Leachy, and he says, I've got a question for the wise guys. So if the wise guys can reply, but then I think I'll make it question of the week because I want to make a video of it. And he says, got a question for the wise guys. I've done a job today for a shipper, but when I delivered the items to the company, I was told that the company had gone bankrupt and was closing down. What are the chances of being paid by the shipper, as I very much doubt they will get paid themselves? Good question. We've done it before where one of the trucks went in, I think it was Knights of Old, I think. He went into somewhere, and as he was going in, everybody was just all the staff were walking out at like 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what's going on. He said, we've just been told the company's gone under and we're all out of a job. I'm like, oh. I think what I would do is I'd get the goods off because otherwise you start with them. Unless, of course, you've got a load of Rolex watches on board. Always a market trader. No, I don't know. So question for the wise guys. What do you do in that situation? I think you still want to get the goods off, don't you? You've got to do that. And then I presume hope. Last week's mistakes, of which there was one glaringly obvious one. W12 Super said, I think you'll find, because I did the delivery to Harrods, as I'm going, and there's the oval over there. There's the oval in St. John's Wood. No, it's not. I think you'll find that's Lord's, not the Oval. The Oval is located near Vauxhall. Have a good day, sir. Yeah, the Oval's in Kennington. I used to pass that on the way. Well, I used to go near it on the way to East Street Market, whereas the Lord's, quite rightly pointed out by W12 and Dave the Crisps, is located on the way to Church Street Market in St. John's Wood. And that's probably wrong. It's probably Maida Vale or something. It's that area, you know. And Dave Chris also turns around to say the square that I was trying to remember behind Harrods is Belgrave Square. Yeah. And I point out the fact there was some posh hotel I couldn't remember the name of. I believe the posh hotel is the Mandarin. Never stayed there. I'm sure it's nice. Right, so the main video this week was when the same job appears more than once. So it's the same, it comes up on the exchange. There's a job here going from Luton to Dunstable. From one shipper, from Bill's Couriers, and then Luton to Dunstable from ABC Couriers, then Luton to Dunstable from Big Bird Couriers. And you know, I'm making these up, by the way, these names don't exist. Well, if they do, I'm sorry, I just made it up. I'm sure it's fine. And what has happened is the customer has, trying to get the best price, has run three different courier companies going, I'll see which one comes up with the cheapest quote, not realising that all three courier companies then go to the same market to get the quote. So they're going to get the same quote from all three of them. Leachy says, because I bid the same on all of them. He says, I do exactly the same. I bid the same price for each job. I'm also amazed that some drivers turn up for collection without blankets and straps. I need to do a video. I'll write that one out. I'll write a V there. What you should have for PPE. I did have it one back in the day somewhere, and someone asked me, where's your video doing PPE? And I went back searching for it. I was going to do a link, couldn't find it. So I'm going to do a brand new one on what PPE you should carry. You know, it'll take a little while, but it'll come out eventually because I'll probably do it a bit better this time because I've got more cameras now. Mr. Ken says, this happens to someone in Chipping Norton all of the time. I've seen at least six shippers at once posting a job. They're absolute muppets. I think the problem is, of course, if your customer rings you up and says, can you get me a van, you're going to post a job. If it turns out he's ringing another five people, you've got a one in six chance of winning it. You're still winning it, aren't you? So you're going to post it. Hong Kong Fui says, chances are the ship. Ah, now this is interesting. This is good. I never thought of this, but this is good. He said, chances are the shipper will have different payment terms. So if you see 45 days versus 30 days, then the latter is getting a cheaper bid. I've won the 45 days in these situations, though. It's right, 45 days EOM. Question the wise guys. What does EOM, end of month? Ah, I see. So 45 days end of the month plays 30 days. Means you might get paid a month later. He said, I've won 45 days end of the month in these situations, though you don't know what the margins the shipper is working off. This is true. Everyone's got their own terms. And Cake Protection Unit Gold, it's an interesting name, says, he says, it's kind of off topic, but he says, I remember that on site, he said, of a new company would pop up, posting loads of work. Then the address was a P.O. box, etc. You get my drift. Within minutes, you smell a rat. Then you see the original posters have posted jobs that they'd all done before. Then they would, these jobs would be snapped up. Then they would repost the jobs and accept a rate. They had no intentions of paying anybody, so they'd accept any rate. Doesn't really matter if someone quotes them £1 million, you still accept it, because if you're not going to pay them, it doesn't matter, does it? They would normally be on 45 days EOM, which stands for end of the month, in case you didn't know. I didn't know 5 minutes ago. Plus a few weeks taking, sort of delaying the invoice, checks in the post, that kind of thing, until they got rumbled. Drivers would go into, in high to supplement the risk. These types would be reported. Eventually, they would disappear, and the whole thing would disappear. So there's things to watch out for. That's it's always a risk with that. I've got to say, I believe on the exchange, most people are good, and most people don't deliberately set out to sort of, hey, where'd that come from? Thanks, this is Flea, by the way. It's actually the name's Ophelia. We call her Flea. Flea, I'm making a video, love. Everybody wants a bit of the limelight. Got four cats, which is probably at least three too many cats. Kid moved out, she didn't take any with her. Anyhow, bit of a shock that. I've completely lost my thread now, I don't know where I was. Whatever I was talking about, I'm sure it was probably wrong, or at least largely erroneous, so please ignore it. Right, so the wise guys.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Cousin Hale says, all right, which small automatic van do you recommend? I'm in absolutely no position to recommend a small automatic van. I've never driven one. I have no idea which is a good one. So if anyone's out there knows anything about small automatic vans, can we let the guy know? And Dale Steele goes, Dale Steele's got some vans for sale. So if anybody is looking for a van, he said, I've got two coming up for sale. I've got a big 22 Reg Iveco Daily Luton automatic with a tail lift, can be converted to a curtain. 55,000 miles, so very low mileage there. And Dale's a regular guy, so I'm sure these vans are, you know, what a coach are like. You know, they're probably on the market. That's up for 25K. He said, I've also got a 66 Reg Citroen Dispatch, the new shape, 110,000 miles, £6,500, no VAT on either of them. Just going to save you 20% as well, don't you? If you are VAT registered, you will get it back, but at least you don't have to find it to fork out to begin with. So, Dale, if anyone comes back, put the comments in. Dale can read them, or I can pass them on to Dale. If I have, get them, we'll marry the two of you together. Symbiosis, wonderful thing. Right, trucks this week. DC Standard says, Road Lords is not available on iOS, so Waze would be the better option, although Waze doesn't really do a truck set now. Or like you said, get a second phone, which you would have to be an Android. I'd be honest with you, if, mind you, having said that, I was going to say, rather than buy a second phone, you might as well buy a truck set now. They're out there, aren't they? You know, sort of the generic worky ones. Having said that, this phone here, the one that I'm doing, the A14 5G, is brilliant. The best phone I've ever bought. For the money, it's not the best phone I've ever bought. It's not got the best specs. It doesn't fold in and out. I mean, so that it hasn't broken yet. But for the money, it's 140 quid, brand new from Amazon. And I practically cannot tell the difference between this and the S22 I had. Okay, maybe I can't take a photo with someone on the moon with this phone because the cameras aren't that good. But to be honest with you, everyone says with the cameras, it's made up with the software anyway. I think it might be just like, it must look close a little bit like, you know. I mean, I'm sure the other ones have got more storage and faster processors. But the gap between £140 and, I don't know, £1,140 you pay for a flagship, makes no sense to me. Still probably go down the truck set and have route, but you do you. And finally, on trucks. The Great 772 says, been driving HGVs for over 10 years, no problem until last week. 11 minutes over 4.5 hours last night, same again. One of the guys put in the comments, he says, as long as you're under the 15 minutes, you're fine, as long as you don't do it all the time. We actually got stopped by Voser this week. Mick got stopped by Voser, and he had a couple that were 1 minute over, 3 minutes over, that kind of stuff. And they went, okay, fine. We understood. They let him go. There was a couple of prohibitions that had to, well, not prohibitions, the right word, things that needed to be corrected. Two of the ratchet straps weren't working. One of the light bulbs was out. Mercedes apparently has its own special kind of light bulb. It's back again. I'm going to pretend I've got a ginger beard. This is me with a ginger beard and now a ginger moustache. they kind of went, yeah, they didn't stop him. They didn't say you've got to do a roadside. They let him go. And then Friday, we spent all day Friday fixing it. We got it back to base. And then we pulled the lorries off the road just to do a few bits and pieces. I spent Friday in a workshop with a welder. I did a video, of course. Joe, I'm sure you're not watching, but if you are, what a guy. But yeah, not prohibition things, but things we kind of thought, well, while we're here, we may as well fix them, like, you know. But yeah, brilliant. And as for me, I had a shocker 3 weeks ago. I went massively over. I don't even want to tell you how far I went over, but it was my anniversary, and it was like, you know, a perfect storm, a series of unfortunate events that went massively over. Since then, I have been green lights all the way. I haven't even gone 1 minute over. Just green. The way it used to be, I tend to keep it that way. It's less grief. Right, so the miscellaneous this week. Moses says, I like the way you diversify what you do. Keep up the good work. Yeah, like I say, I was at the Welders this week, Moses, and that is the good thing. Although we are getting more and more of our regular customers now, so like Monday, I've got to do the taco head for 6 o'clock in the morning because that's out. It's out today. so I'm at the Marshalls Coaches in Leighton Buzzard. Good people. And then I've got to do the regular run to Cambridge and back, and then I've got to do a regular run from Cambridge to Milton Keynes and back, and by the time that's done, there won't be a lot left over. And it has the advantage of you know where you get. It's a real double-edged sword. In fact, you have the advantage of you know where you're going, where you're dropping off, what you're letting yourself in for. It's easy. You don't have to search for jobs. I don't have to be searching for jobs on the exchange. It also has the disadvantage of the fact that after a while, it gets boring. You're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's a bit dull. So, yeah, it's a real double-edged sword, that one, Moses. Shama Ahmed Shahim, says, where are you from? I'm from Luton, my friend. Yeah, born and bred in Luton, and I'm proud of it. Me, Paul Young, Stacey Dooley. I was back in Luton, not last Saturday before. There's this pub called the Bricklayers Arms. It's right near Kenilworth Road. It's kind of like one of the local football clubs, but it's a proper, real old split and sawdust barrels kind of pub. And the landlady who's been there forever, Alison, retired. She had a massive do. It was brilliant. Pub was packed out in the front, the back, all the garden, DJ. It was just like going back in time. It was great, real good do. And Leach, he says, he said, oh, yeah, on the subject of being from Luton. So was delivering to Dunstable on some industrial estate. I also went past that massive little distribution centre. How many loading does it have? I think he means loading base. I think it's near 100. I think, I don't know. I was going to say 100, but I think it might even be more than that. So there's a question for the wise guys. Ginger beard's back. Ginger moustache. There's a question for the wise guys. How many loading bays does Lidl in Dunstable have? Lots. Right, that's it done. I've got to go because I'm going to put this on and do the thing, and then I've got to go and do the food shop, which I didn't do yesterday because I was doing the grass, and then we're rejigging everything in here. I've got to go over to my mate, see my mate Nige, and then it'll be Monday, and then we'll be back on it, taking care and taking money.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.